Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton's with us. Eddie, big exciting time here at the Kentucky State Fair. Well, you guys helped partner today with some other agencies to, man, make that country ham here at the opening breakfast could sell for $20,500. What a great day.
It is. You know, Alan, I appreciate you being here and covering the story here. And, you know, the Kentucky State Fair, 120 years old this year. You know, we have 120 counties all across the state. Actually, this is the 60th anniversary of our Kentucky Farm Bureau ham breakfast next Thursday. We're excited about that. But this morning is about those students and learning. You know, it is about the country ham, but it's not about the country ham either. It's learning how to do things, promoting agriculture here in the city of Louisville, and what we can do to promote agriculture and to let people understand what we do, because people need to know where their food comes from. And we're just giving a little piece back to these youth and these youth programs and what they do for all the students all across the state. You know, it's the state fair. These young people bring their animals here. They bring their crops here. They work all year long to culminate to this state fair, and it's just an absolutely wonderful day. We're glad to be a part of it and glad to give back a little bit to help along the way.
You're probably looking at your next group of County Farm Bureau leaders out there working this ham project one of these days.
It is, and you know, we need those agriculture leaders that have those, and we need to start them young. You know, in fact, we probably need to start them younger sometimes. You know, 4-H goes all the way down into the elementary schools, and I think that's important to teach them about agriculture. And for the students that don't know about agriculture, we need to educate them on what we do too.
What about the Kentucky Country Ham Breakfast? Record $10 million last year. What are you looking for this year?
We'll have to talk to our bidders about that. We know we'll have a really good ham to sell, and we've got some exciting things to do there that day. We're going to have a little bit of fun, just like we have been. So we've got something planned that will be fun. It's a sellout crowd, I think, already. I know there's people trying to get tickets right now. So I hope that you can get one and join us. But we're looking for an exciting day. You know, that's another day that we can celebrate Farm Bureau, agriculture, the Kentucky State Fair, and then to thank all of our legislators that come that day for the work that they do supporting agriculture. It's just a great day for us.
I think it's fantastic. You know, what better way to do it than to do something like that and to be able to celebrate agriculture? And really, it signifies one of our great industries here in Kentucky, the country ham industry that's been around for many years.
It's the place to be next Thursday. That's what we say, and we're just really excited about it. And hopefully that the ham will bring at least close to what it did last year. We've got the bidders that are going to come, so it's up to them, but they get to pick their charity of what they want to do with those funds that they pay for it, and it'll go to a good cause to help those that are less fortunate we are, whatever they pick to do it. So that's the fun thing about our ham, that it gets sold and that those monies go to the charity of their choice.
We say 1,600 your closest friend there that morning, right?
1,600 plus. I think they're squeezing people in at every spot that they can, so it may be a little crowded in there, but we'll have a great day. So celebrating agriculture and bringing the community together.
And that's a big day otherwise. Besides the Country Ham Breakfast, it's kind of Kentucky Farm Bureau Day too.
It is, from the very start at the breakfast, and then we go right into the crowning of the pride of the counties. We pick the winner there. We showcase the pride of the counties over there. So as soon as the ham breakfast is over with, we'll go award the winner of the pride of the counties. And that's always good to go through there. If you've not been through what those counties do, you need to walk through that, see what counties are proud of and how they do that. And then, of course, we'll go to Ag Land and celebrate Ag Land. And it's been revamped this year, so we're excited about rolling out our new Ag Land this year. And then we'll go to our picnic at lunch that day. And then we have the gospel showcase that day. So that's always a fun day that we get to do that. And then that night is the championship drive,
right?
And all those young people that have raised those animals all year, they get to get showcased in Broadbent Arena. If you've not been to that, I encourage you to come out and do that.
Fantastic, Mr. Melton. Always good to see you at Kentucky State Fair. Can't wait to the exciting year this year. Appreciate all you guys do to help make this fair a great success every year.
Thank you, Alan. Again, thank you for being here and for what you do supporting agriculture.
Love it.